Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and is influencing the country with strong biblical convictions. And he believes that people can change the world. With his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Have you noticed this about leadership? So much is segmented. People talk about life and leadership on the basis of someone's generation, like there seemingly would be no principles that transcend the generations. And others are so driven by it relating to organizations. In other words, what's good for the business world is not good for the church world, or what's good for the political world. And the scenarios go on and on and on. You know, I choose to disagree. I really believe that there are some principles or leadership lessons, call them whatever you want to call them, that spans all generations and all occupations. You know, when you find longevity in leadership, you can sure learn a lot. In fact, as a leader, you can learn a lot about the organization you lead when you've been there a long time, but you can also learn a lot about yourself, which, quite honestly, at times, it may not be the kind of thing you want anyone else to know but you and God. I've served as the senior pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas for 30 years. When I came here as a boy preacher, I had no intent, I had no vision to stay anywhere very long at all. In fact, in that day and time in church life, it was rare that a pastor would ever stay over 24 months. Now, obviously, I had hoped to stay longer than that. And I would have thought that perhaps I would have never stayed past even 10 years. But for some reason, I think I know the reason, up to this moment, not that God could not rewrite the rest of my life and leadership story, because He can. I belong to Him. He has kept me here. And so I've had the privilege to learn so much from so many wonderful people that live right here in Northwest Arkansas, which is the home of Walmart, J.B. Hunt, and Tyson Foods. I mean, think about it. Those are three mega corporations. I mean, Walmart alone, there are 1,200 to 1,400 companies that have a presence in Northwest Arkansas, all for one purpose, to service the Walmart account. Additionally, we're the home of the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. And so when you put all that together, there is a unique corporate flair, more in a non-urban setting, but at the same time, it's becoming a little more urban-oriented in relationship to really teaching me so much about life and so much about leading others. And when these great people poured into me as a young man, and they gave me a chance to win, and even when I lost in my leadership, they loved me. They believed in me. And every leader needs to know people believe in them. And that's why I believe so much in this region of the country, and why I believe so much in the blessing that I've had to lead this fellowship for 30 years. At the same time, I've gone on and been able to do a lot of things outside of here, from writing books and articles continually that we release on crosschurch.com, as well as ronniefloyd.com, and all of those matters, all for the purpose of helping people. And I am firmly convinced that there are principles and leadership lessons, call them again what you want, that transcend all organizations and all generations. And today I want to share a few of them with you. For example, one of these would be leadership is rallying people to a better future. You can't tell me that that's not appropriate in business, politics, government, church world, you name it. But leadership is rallying people to a better future than they have today. And one of the real secrets of a leader is being able to take people to places where they have never and would have never gone to before on their own. You see, what you're rallying them to is a vision, and leaders have to see vision before anyone else sees that vision. You believe that there is something there that you see that you don't even see with your visual eyes. You see, that's what leadership is. Leadership is rallying people to a better future. But let me tell you something else I learned. I learned this from some great, fantastic leaders in my life. Walk slowly through the crowd. Oh, I tell you what, I am a rapid-paced guy, and those of you that know me, you know that. And one of the issues I struggle with, and I'm getting better, but it's a constant struggle with me, is walking slowly through the crowds. You see, the higher up your level of leadership goes, whatever you want to do and talk about that relating to your organization or of your generation, you have to be touchable. You have to have moments where people feel like they can talk to you. This is why I still go to the lobby on Sunday morning before I ever proclaim God's word on Sunday before our people at our Springdale campus. This is why I go outside in the lobby after the worship service that I close out at Pinnacle Hills. I mean, I am very, very committed to walking slowly through the crowds and giving people the chance, in case they want the chance, to be able to know that I'm accessible and willing to be vulnerable with them. That principle transcends all organizations and generations. This isn't about being a millennial or a baby boomer or a builder or whoever you want to categorize generations. It's not about what you do in your organization. People matter. All people matter. And since they matter to God, they ought to matter to us. You know, another lesson I've learned in my life is stay out of the ditches of leadership. Oh, my soul. If I would have known that years ago, quite honestly, our church would probably be more effective and I would be a better leader and I'd be beyond where I am today. But I tell you what, I'm a passionate guy, and the more passionate you are and the more visionary you are, oftentimes what happens is that you chase after things that in reality might move you off of your mission some rather than contribute or complement your mission. And the discipline in leading others and the discipline in leadership of whatever you have in your life, and including your own personal life, is to stay out of the ditches. In a personal life level, it could be about stay out of the ditches of things in your life that are going to drag you down, that are going to deplete you, that are going to destroy your reputation, or hanging out with the wrong people that won't help you be better. And sooner or later, you're negative. Sooner or later, you're cynical. Sooner or later, you're critical. Sooner or later, you're skeptical of everything everybody says. But listen, it doesn't matter what your organization is, what your generation is, stay out of the ditches of your leadership. And you know, another thing I've learned through the years is that transition is inevitable and strategic change always has a cost. Have you ever noticed in your life in leadership, nothing ever stays the same? You know, I'll never forget as a very young pastor when I moved here. I remember going in to see one of our members who ran a trucking firm that now obviously is globally known, called J.B. Hunt Transport. And as I went in that day to see Mr. Hunt, he and I were talking, and here he is mentoring this young pastor, this young man who he would hear preach the word and be able to talk with periodically. And they were dear friends, and she is still a dear friend, but JB is with the Lord today. And I'll never forget JB taking out a napkin, and he had his pen going, and he talked with his pen, and he began to draw. And he taught me something about leadership that every leader needs to know. It doesn't matter what your generation is or your organization is. He said, every time we want to go up, every time we want to bring change that is positive in the company, there is always a fallout. Meaning what? There's always a price to pay. So whether you're a pastor of a local church or whether you're a leader of a business, maybe you're a leader of a department, maybe you're a leader in your school, whatever it may be that you're involved in organizationally, listen carefully today. Transition is inevitable. And strategic change, doesn't matter how organized it is and how good it is, and all of us need to do it as well as we can, and we need to do it with the greatest amount of due diligence, there's always a cost. Years ago, I remember being mentored periodically by a man named Ron Lewis. Ron is right now with the Lord. I remember we were at an old Bonanza restaurant one day. The church was exploding. We had just moved in our worship center. And Ron was coming in periodically to help us navigate through these challenging moments in our church. They were all good challenges, but they were challenges. And as we were walking through those transitional moments, I learned another great lesson that Ron taught me that day that I have never forgotten. He looked at me one day and he said, Ronnie, you know, when you lead an organization that is growing, you know, there are going to be people unhappy with you. There will be people unhappy with where the organization is going. But here's what I want to challenge you, Ronnie, as a young leader. And he said these words to me. Never let anyone outside of your circle of love. Never let anyone outside of your circle of love. That is a timely word for you. It's a timely word in your family that regardless of however your children might act or your spouse or some uncle or some father or mother, or whatever there is in your relatives and your family, never let anyone outside of your circle of love. Doesn't matter what they say about you, what they write about you. I'm telling you, what Ron said that day, I've seen come true. If you don't let them outside of your circle of love, even if they depart, many times if you've treated them right, many of them will come back. And I have seen that again and again and again. You know, another great lesson that I've learned is the power and the influence of investing in leaders strategically. And every time I invest in leaders strategically, it ascends the organization that I lead, and it also extends the level of my leadership long term. Let me give you an example. Do you realize that next summer, for 30 summers in a row, my wife, Gina, who she and I have been married now 40 years, we have taken our staff team away, which years ago was just very, very small around a small table, but today is a very large team. We took those spouses along with those staff members of our ministry team, and we poured into them for 2, 3, 4 days every summer. And we have done that now for 30 years this coming summer. Pouring in our lives into their lives for 4 days. Hanging with them. Talking with them. Teaching them. Listening to them. Getting to know them. Hearing them. I'm telling you, that takes up the organization. I say it like this. It doesn't matter what you lead in your life. When you invest in leaders and you get leaders together in a common place over a common vision, that will cover a multitude of sins that go on the rest of the year. Also, another matter that I'm so convinced of and so convicted about is training up a next generation. And here at our church, we do that through a ministry we call Cross Church School of Ministry. In fact, it's exciting to see what God has done. It's exciting to know that we're being able to help send people all over the nation and all over the world who come here and spend 1 year with us in what we would call a ministry residency that prepares them for life, ministry, and gospel advancement globally. It is so important that we understand all generations and all organizations need to invest in future leadership of that organization and help the organization ascend and extend the longevity of the leadership lessons that God has taught you in your life. Let me tell you another thing about leadership longevity, and I have definitely seen this. That leadership longevity is possible when you learn to surf the waters of cultural and leadership change successfully. Did you hear what I said? Leadership longevity is possible when you learn to surf the waters of cultural and leadership change successfully. So far in my life, I've been able to do that to some level of success. Surfing the waters of cultural change is a challenge. And learning to surf what and how leadership changes in America today is very, very challenging. And I want to tell you, the easiest thing a leader can do in a business or an organization or a church is leave. And the easiest thing you can do is give up. But listen, sometime we need to pull up the bootstraps. We need to do everything we can as a leader. And we need to stick it out. And we need to go forward. And we need to learn that every change around us may be what God wants to use to change us. Maybe the problem's not the culture as much as we think it is. Maybe at times it's not the problem as much as we think it might be relating to a generation. Perhaps we just need to learn how to adapt who we are as a person or in a style of leadership to the day and time in which we live. You know, being generous to people sets you apart as a leader. I believe in generosity. That's another thing I've learned through all of these years. And you know, again, I've said it already, but I want to say it again for clarity, that it doesn't matter what your organization is, and it certainly does not matter what your generation may be. Be generous. Exceed people's expectations. Do the simple and the easy for people that no one else would do. You see, generosity is what God is to us. He not only meets our needs, but He also gives us even things above our needs. The way God treats us, we need to treat others. And I hope that you will do that in your life. And you know what? When I think about a final lesson that I've learned, and oh, there are so many things I could talk about. In fact, I've written about this dynamic principle and lesson in leadership recently on RonnieFloyd.com. But here's the lesson. Not every hill is worth dying on. You know, the Christian life is not about winning the argument. It's about doing what God puts in your heart, and it's about doing what is right. It is not about you winning the day, about you being always right, you always having the last word. But it's about doing the right thing and, listen, treating people right and being an example of that to the rest of the organization you lead. So not only stay out of the ditches, but don't go and ascend hills that are just not worth dying on. Hey, so you say, if you stayed with me this long, you say, well, Ronnie, who's your guest today? Well, you're talking to him today. You see, some time ago, I wrote a blog piece, an article, on 30 lessons that I've learned about leadership by serving the same organization 30 years consecutively. That's not an easy thing to do. And again, as I stated before we ever began, that was never my intention. It just happened to be the will of God. And I don't know what your future holds in your organization or even among the generation that you're a part of. But I do know who holds your future. And I do know that God has you if you belong to Him. And I do believe He has His will and His intent and His best for you in your life. So I want to urge you, stay high in your leadership. I tell people all the time, if you'll stay high in your leadership, you will not have any traffic jams when you lead high. It's when you stoop to being what is not productive, stoop to doing things that are not right, stoop to the level of others many times, that's what the traffic jams are. Those are battles that are not worth winning. They're not worth winning because it takes your eye off of your mission. So regardless of what your organization is or what your generation may be, there are some principles of life and leadership that transcend all organizations and generations. I really hope today as we close that you'll think about how you can improve your leadership and about how you can deepen your life. Make a difference. Invest in someone else today and make this day count.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.